Today is Pesach Sheni, so speak a little bit about Pesach Sheni. There's the Torah and the Kutei Halakot of Hoshen Mishpat. Hoshen Mishpat, the first chelek, says Zeh Pesach Sheni. She mitzvah. I should translate into English. Yes. She mitzvah zu. לא ניתנה על ידי משה עד ששאלו התמאים למה ניגרה. This mitzvah wasn't given until the people asked. 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, and there was just a few of them that they were fixed, these mitzvahs, because of the hisorus of the people that they wanted so much to what's happening here. It's very interesting, the whole story. We're starting to talk about it on Shabbos, and my wife asked a few questions, and I realized I didn't really know what was really happening here. Which Pesach? The people were tamei. There were two reasons why they weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach in its time. One reason was because they were tamei meit, and the other reason was because they were rechokah. They were far away. So, which Pesach are we talking about? Does anybody know? Which Pesach? What does it mean, Rechoka? Rechoka from what? The Pashtus, Rechoka from the Beis HaMikdash. We can't be talking about the first Pesach, because the first Pesach was in Mitzrayim. They brought the Korban Pesach. They tied the sheep onto the bedposts, and it was there for 4 days. And it was all everything was in Egypt. There was no Beis HaMikdash in Egypt. There was no Mishkan, no Beis HaMikdash.
The ones
that
were getting Atzmos Yosef.
Atzmos Yosef. Atzmos. Okay, so Tamei Mes. And there's also another question on it. There's two reasons, actually. There's in the Gemara and Sukkah, all this I was in the Barer just yesterday, you know, on Shabbos, and last night, because I didn't know the answers to all the questions myself. I was going over with my wife. So it says there's a Gemara and Sukkah that speaks that because those who were Osef with the Atzamot of Yosef, with the bones of Yosef. That's again a question in a certain way, because we hold that the tzaddik, especially a tzaddik like Yosef, was prepared. The opposite, he wasn't mitamei, he's a mitayer. He said that there's only a few places that kohenim can go to. One of them is Ma'aseh Machpelah. And another place is Meron, and they say that they're Meron because they were big mukubalim that built the building of Meron in such a way that it was what is it called, tefach? It's halal tefach. Mm-hmm. It's a special way that it covers over there's no, even though Rabbi Shimon would say would be not mitame anyway, but also it's built in such a way that Masam Peda, Keper Rochel, what's the fourth place? I said Keper Rochel, Masam Peda, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Miron, and I think Yosef HaTzadik, I think. So if Yosef HaTzadik is not Mitameh, so what are they being Tameh? They were carrying his. Anyway, that's another question. I don't have the answer to it.
The ones that died in the Makat HaCholot,
the ones, you said
there was a big percentage of
even
that died in
Mitzrayim.
They buried them there. A lot of people were burying them.
That's not talking about Atzmos Yosef. But the ones who are saying it's Atzmos Yosef, so why is he Mitameh? That's another question that I have, personally.
What about the other brothers?
Not.
Which brothers?
Yosef's brothers. They were buried.
No,
there.
They didn't care. They actually, most of them were brought up, but they weren't. But they were not. That's what the Gemara is talking about. It's talking about the bones of Yosef. Yosef gave a shavua Meda Shavua, that when you go out of Mitzrayim, that you should take my bones with you. And they buried him in the Mitzrayim. They buried him in the Nilus, in the Nile River, because the opposite, Am Yisrael buried him in the Nile River because they didn't want to make it, because they were afraid that the Egyptians would make out of him a god, out of Yosef a god. And so they were afraid to Yosef because he would be the one who would be bringing up, because he was blessing the Nile River. So they hid him and they buried him in the Nile River. Anyway, Bekitzur, when it came time for the Gula, there's a whole story there. They said, Ale Shor, and they wrote it on a tas, on a golden plaque, and they put it in the Nile River, and then Yosef came up out of the Nile River.
Moshe Rabbeinu
came. So what happened with the plaque? So Micha, there's a few different Girsas, but one of the Girsas is that Micha, who made Pesel Micha, he went down, I don't know, he went scuba diving, I don't know how he did it exactly, but he jumped, whatever it is, he retrieved this plaque that said Ale Shor, and he made out of it a kishuf at the time of the Egel HaZahav, and Ale Shor, because Ale Shor, Yosef was short. He's from the Shevet of the what do you call it, Shor, as a bull. Okay, and so they said that Yosef from the, so Ale Shor meant so he made a kishuf with, and also the Shem of Mufurah for Hashanah. And he made a kishuf, and it came out a living. The Egel HaZahav wasn't just a piece of gold. It was living. It ate grass and everything. It was like moving around there. Anyway, Kitzur, which is very Samaritan. Whatever it is, so we have a lot of questions about what happened over there. However it was, it's certainly not talking about the first Korban Pesach. So when was there another Korban Pesach? So the Chumash says when it was. It was the second year. In the second year, they brought a Korban Pesach in the Midbar, and there was already the Mishkan, because the Mishkan was inaugurated on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There, those say that they were tamei. The ones who were tamei were the ones who dealt with the bones of Nadav and Abihu that were niftaru on the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. And there's another question of why is it Rechoka? Would be Rechoka. Where were they? Everybody was in it. All the Yidden were in the Midbar, by the Mishkan. There wasn't anybody Rechoka. So one of the interpretations is incredible. It says that there's a Dagesh. It brings here in the English. You can see it in the Yidden. You can see it here. It's brought here. They bring from the Sifri that there's a dagesh, a dot on top of the hay of the Rechoka. It says Rechoka. So it says that it means to tell you that they weren't really Rechoka at all. For the way the Reb Nusson is speaking about it, it comes out very good, because it's going, this whole Torah on Mekutei Halachot is based on a Torah on Mekutei Maran, which speaks about Ayei Makom Kodo. Ayin Makom Kvodo, and the Torah that Rabbi Rabbeinu is speaking there is about two aspects. One aspect is, even if you are the biggest tzaddik and you learn Yamam Vavayla and Shmir Teinayim and guarding your eyes and you're doing everything right, still you didn't even begin yet. And the second aspect is, God forbid if you fell to the nethermost depths in your mamish in the Bowery, or you're on the Lower East Side, who knows where you are, you fall into the San Francisco, and you're, it's like the end, like there's no hope. Wherever you are, there's still Ribbono Shel Olam is there, God is there in every place. Right? You can find God everywhere. So it's saying Lo Rechoka. Why can't we bring the Korban Pesach? We're rechoka. The Tzifri is saying you're not really rechoka. Where are you? So where are you? How? There's a whole diun in the Gemara that says that if you're 15 a meal outside of Yerushalayim, that's called rechoka. They say that that's a place called Shoresh. That's like 15 meal. That's Shoresh. It's just a little past Telstone. Anyway, and that would be in a whole circumference all around. So, but there's another opinion that says Rechoka is you're just outside of the Beis Hamikdash. You're right on the doorstep. You're so close, but you're right. You're so close, but you're in a place where you can't bring the korban. You can't sacrifice the korban in that place, and that's where you are. You're standing there, right on the edge. Anyway, with all of these things, Namanigar, all these things, the law was that if you're rechoka, and even if you're rechoka, even if you're far away, and you're far away is not really so far, you're really, really right there, but you're just a little bit outside, or you're Tamei Mes, and whatever it was that they were Tamei Mes over, all the different dayot and the different opinions, still, they couldn't bring the Korban Pesach in that year, the first year of the inauguration of the Mishkan. And then afterwards in the Beis Hamikdash they also couldn't bring it if these were these circumstances. So there's an lama negara. Why can't we do the mitzvah? We want so much to do the mitzvah. So now we go to the Kutela. That was just an introduction a little bit to get into the sugya and to what I was talking with you. Bezebachin is Pesach Shem. Shem mitzvah zu lo nikna ayrei Moshe. This mitzvah wasn't given through Moshe. Moshe himself didn't know. What, he had to ask Hashem. Incredible thing here in the Chumash. It says that he went to, he said, stand here, wait, and I'll ask Hashem and I'll tell you. Moshe was so sure that he's going to get the answer right away that he just said, okay, just wait a minute. I'll ask Hashem and he'll tell me the answer. Imagine you could, every question you could ask somebody that's going to get the answer right from Hashem immediately. That's incredible. Anyway, so, the Zeh Pesach Shemish, and it's Vazu lo nidna ayidei Moshe, at shalu atmeim, lama nigara. Why can't we, what's wrong with us? As the bilti akriv et korban Hashem b'chulei. I heard that in Chassidus they made this a big holiday today. And before the Baal Shem Tov, people didn't really pay too much attention to it because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and we're not bringing korban Pesach. So what's the thing? So because by the Baal Shem Tov, the whole big thing is and the Hemshef is of course the continuation through all the teachings of Rabbeinu or Yonatan Rebbetzin. So the whole inyan is to have a second chance. There's nowhere in the Torah where there's Sukkot Sheni or Yom Kippur Sheni or I don't know. Only Pesach Sheni. What's going on? So Pesach Sheni, you have another chance to bring the Korban Pesach. The Bilti Ekriv et Korban Hashem B'Kulei. Ayinu, Kana. She the Zemer Amzin. Ein shum yeyush ba'olam. No, what Rabbeinu said, ein shum yeyush ba'olam. That he said, he says yeyush is nisht ba'andin in Yiddish. There is no such thing as yeyush. Not that you could be mityesh, but don't mityesh. There isn't, doesn't even exist. People told me that the Breslevers wrote on the walls of the Tei Gazin, on the gas chambers, inside the gas chambers, they wrote, Ein Shum Yeyush Ba'olam Klal. You're going to die in another two minutes. You know what I mean? There's no Yeyush. But to die is Yeyush. Everybody has to die. I think there was only, I don't remember exactly, I think there were maybe seven people in the world that didn't die. Eliyahu Navi.
Four.
Huh?
Four.
Okay, well, we'll look it up. I think there's seven, but we can count them all and look at all the records. Yeshua ben Levi, he stepped into the Gan Eden and he made a vow that he's not going to go out. And Serach bat Asher.
Chanoch.
Chanoch. Okay. Okay, so how many we have? Four? And if somebody can bring one more, then we have four.
So there's a different opinion who the four are.
Okay.
Not the servant of Abraham? The servant of Abraham?
No. Eliezer, some say.
Eliezer?
That one.
It's in a medrash,
but I didn't prepare it right now before and now coming here, so I don't remember. But anyway, let's say there are four, and even let's say there are seven. So how many is that compared to how many people have lived in the world? The chances of us being one of those people is not that great. You know, there's already how many billions and billions of people that lived since the creation of the world. And only a handful, or maybe a handful and a half, whatever it is, have ever gone into come to Israel and not died. So what? Yehush is to die. Vemet haneshama shel Yehudi never dies really. But it just has to go through its tikkunim, whatever it has to pass through. But so you're going into the guest chamber. So, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad.
There was one. I don't remember if it was Bergen-Belsen or Auschwitz. But when the Allied forces entered, they opened gas chambers. The Germans ran away before they turned on the gas. The people went there and got out alive.
there were incredible.
They were in, the door was locked, and the Germans ran away. So when the Allies go, they freed the camp. They opened up the thing, and people came running out or scrambling, being dragged out, and they were alive, more or less.
There was an incredible story about one of the Admorim. He was one of the Kenim of the Admorim, the older of the Admorim that was in the time of the Holocaust. I don't remember his name right now, but I remember it maybe for the next year. I would look it up. But anyway, we could say he was a big tzaddik. He was already an older person. And he lived afterwards to be maybe about 100. After the war, he went to America. The Nazis made the Jews dig a big ditch. And it was going to be Kever Achim. It was going to be a grave for all the people. And they dug a big ditch, and it was very wide. And they said, okay, anybody who can jump over the ditch can live. Yeah, but it was impossible to jump over. So they were all on the edge. They were standing on the edge. All the Jews that were there, and this Rebbe, he I don't know, the Kavanot of the Baal Shem Tov or the Rashash, or just he prayed with all of his heart. Whatever it was, he jumped and he got to the other side. So there was a young boy there that was a young man, whatever, was standing next to him. And he was like Chilonim, he was like non-religious, so to speak. So he was standing there next to him when they came to the other side, the Rebbe looked over and he saw he's also standing there next to him. He also jumped and made it over. So the young man asked the Rebbe, "How did you do it?" He said, "How did I do it?" He said, "I depended upon the suit of my avot, of my father who was a big tzaddik, and my grandfather and all the, you know, and all these big tzaddikim, and on their sukkot I made it, on their merit I made it to the other side." And then the Rebbe turned to him and said, "But how did you do it?" So he said, "I held on to you." Rav Erland always says that Ein chiloni in Yisrael. There's no such thing as a chilonim. Yeah, that doesn't exist. When it comes down to the pinta layid, the point of Jewishness that is in every Jew, so it's just a little bit covered over. There's Torah Tet and Chedek Sheni, Lukut Miran, that the Rebbe says there that it's just a little dust on the neshama. You just have to just fleck off the dust, you know, and be revealed the godhood of the greatness of a Jew. As זה אומר כאן, כי אפילו אין שום יבש, כן, שאפילו ועל ידי, כי אפילו מישהו תמא או בדרך רחוקה מאוד מהשם יתברך, והנה יכול להקריב את קורבן השם במועדו, and he can't bring the korban of God in its time, she'ino zoche la'avod avodato tamid, he doesn't merit to serve God all the time, kiseder b'moado, in the right time, in the right place, u'bizmano k'ruhui, properly, le'ish Yisrael, as a Jew should, afo p'ikein, imenu mi'ayesh atzmo, machmasev, he doesn't give up because of this. You could see, you know, everybody says, like Rabbi Nachman said, that, you know, if a person sees before him the whole day before him what he has to do, what is required to do, so he won't even get out of bed. I know people that, I remember once I was in the shul, and some people came over to me, some Americans, and they said they had a good friend that was a young buffer. He was very religious at one time, and he went a little what's called the yerida, and went down a little bit, and he got so filled with despair that for a whole year he never got out of bed. I'm sure he went to the bathroom or whatever, but basically he just camped out in bed for a whole year because he couldn't figure out what he could do. So the person sees the whole day before him. He can't. It's so great what is required to do that he can't do it. And even you see the whole tefillah before you, you know, praying from the beginning of tefillah matovu alecha Yaakov mishkanasach Yisrael v'chule ad aleinu. As it's so much, you just get dizzy and you just don't even want to do it. So what does Rabbi Nachman say? Rabbi Nachman says that just today I don't have strength to do the whole prayer. I'm just gonna do karbanot. I'll do karbanot. That's it. See, karbanot's not so hard. You can just do that. When you finish the karbanot, then you can say, well, okay, so I did that. Maybe I can just do psukei dezimra. I'll just do that with all my heart. And then the person can go on and on. But if you see too much before you, you get dizzy. The person, they grabbed me here. I don't know how I got here, really. I don't know.
They made a good catch.
So, okay. אז אף הוא פי כן, אם אינו מייאש עצמו מחמצב, he doesn't give up because of this, והולך אל הצדיק האמת, he goes to the true צדיק, who, this is a very, very big עניין, what is a צדיק, man, that צדיק is not אמת, okay, he's a faker, it's a very big עניין, Russell, we could talk about this for years, for maybe 50 years, we've been talking about it already. What is the tzaddik emes and who? What's the difference between a tzaddik emes and a regular tzaddik? Because if we're not talking about false tzaddik, so we're talking about really true tzaddikim. So if you go to the tzaddik emes, the true tzaddik, that there is in the beginning of the Idra Zuta of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Idra Zuta is the last teaching that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai gave over before he left this world. And they said, that he was thinking, in the beginning of it, it speaks about that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was thinking, no, he doesn't want to reveal it, he's just going to, when he gets to the next world, he's going to tell everybody about it. Because he had this great, incredible teaching. No, the greatness of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is so incredible. It's written a few places in the Zohar that Eliyahu HaNavi comes to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and he calls him Rebbe. Eliyahu HaNavi calls Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Rebbe. Well, anyway, so in the beginning of the Itra Zutra, it speaks there about that Rabbi Shimon decided, no, I want to come to this world, I want to reveal all the secrets, what I can, what I know, I want to reveal them all in this world, that I can come to the next world, b'li shum busha, without any embarrassment. And so he decided that he's going to give over this teaching, and it was one of the incredible, incredible teachings. In the very beginning, he speaks about the Sifrei Kadmoi. He said, what the Sifrei Kadmoi said, he said, I don't want to say it, but I don't want to embarrass anybody, but it's really not true what they said. And he said, I knew this all along, but now it's the last day before I'm leaving this world. I want everybody to know that's not true. What was the Sifrei Kadmoi? Since you came in here, we can talk about it. So the Sifrei Kadmoi, they were saying that Olam HaNikudim is also one of the worlds. It also exists, and it's also in the Seder of the world, in the order of all the worlds. What was Olam HaNikudim? Olam HaNikudim was the world that there was called what we call Shirat HaKelim, the breaking of the vessels. He said, no, it's not the breaking of the vessels, it was also a real world, it still exists now, and everything is, no, it's just another one of the worlds. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, no, you have to know that there was a breaking of the vessels, and all that we came to this world now is to fix it. And the fixing was fixed by that now everything is a Zachar ben Akeva. That's a Ma'o ben. Everything is Ma'o ben. There's a Zachar ben Akeva. That every single thing has within it Zachar ben Akeva. And even a Nekeva is Zachar ben Akeva, and even a Zachar is Zachar ben Akeva. I have to explain this a little bit, but I think it'll be maybe the next year because it takes too long. But anyway, the idea is that if there's Ma Uben, Ma is Zachar, Shem Ma, which is Shem Abaye B'Milui Alfim. Yud Kei Vav Kei B'Milui Alfim, it comes out to be Shem Ma. It's
Gematria 45.
And Shem Ben is Nekeva, and the Ashkenazim say Shem Ben because they don't want it to be confused with Ben, with Ben, which is Ben boy. But they say Shem. They say, but I learned the Kabbalah with Sfardim, so we're not afraid of it. We say Shem Ben, and it really is Nekeva. Ben is Bat.
Anyway, Ben
is Bat is Nekeva. Anyway, the idea is that if there would be only just. But everything since the world of Tikkun, everything has both Zachar and Nekeva within it. But how does it happen? Shem Ma is made out of Ma Ubin de Ma. Ma and Ben of Ma. And Shem Ben is Ma Ubin de Ben. Okay. And anybody who's married knows that if there wouldn't be some part of a nekeva in the man and in some part of a zakar in the isha, they would never be able to understand each other ever because their mochin are completely different. Their minds are completely different. And anybody who is not married, so there's the shen, they should get married and they should know it. So the idea is here that Rabbi Shimon came and he said, you have to get things straight. That there was a shvira, that there was a breaking of the vessels, and there was a fixing, and we came here to fix it until the end. The Mashiach will finish the final fixing. And what you see that's broken, don't be nirvahal, don't be upset about it, don't be confused, because that's what we came to this world for, to be part of the fixing. How do we fix? very simple. The whole derech of Rabbi Nachman is so simple. It's really Torah and Tefillah. Torah and Tefillah. How much the biggest fixing I saw in different teachings, it says about Rabbi Nachman says, his bodhidus, Zamalia na, the Abedolim and Akob. His bodhidus is the greatest thing, it's the highest thing. But that's true. But I heard from my Rav that if you only just did his bodhidus, 24 hours a day, so you would be, so to speak, you would be like the donkey. The donkey is also doing his bodhidus 24 hours a day. I don't know if you've ever been in the fields at night, but you hear a donkey braying, he screams better than any breast letter. Or better than most breast letters, anyway. He screams, how does it go? And he can go on and on, but he stays a donkey. So what is the union of his bodhidus benet? His bodhidus benet is to do his bodhidus to realize we've been given the greatest present in the world, which is Torah. Now we're in the Sfiras HaOmer, we're on our way to Mekabel HaTorah. Ein Matana Yoter Gedola Mizeh. And through the Torah, then you have strength to do real his bodhidus. Then you can really call out to Hashem. And if a person you did your hour, you did your 2 hours, if you did your 6 hours, you did your 24 hours, I call you a pay. Ava Bodhi Torah Zelov Shem Davar. That's the whole derech of the Rebbe Bekitzur. Ava, when you have Torah, then you can daven. Then you can begin to pray. Whether it's praying of what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were Mesader, which is Ruach HaKodesh Gemur, or it's praying of your own private prayers, which the Rebbe says that the Klipot don't have any achizah on it. They can't touch it because you don't even know yourself what you're going to say the next minute. Anyway, so this one line is very, very big. We have to explain it. What is a tzaddik emes? So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was in his time, he was amongst many other great rabbis. So how is he the tzaddik emes? Ki hu haya b'yah b'shlemut b'tachlis ha'shlemut. He came to the tachlis ha'shlemut. If you could explain such a thing, it's almost impossible to explain. I remember Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender, who was one of the great tzaddikim, the best tzaddikim from the last generation. So he used to say, our greatest simcha is, our greatest happiness is, that we know from Rabbeinu, we know about the Rebbe. He says, I looked very closely and I saw that there are many people in our generation that are greater tzaddikim than us. That are greater lamdim than we are. They know more. They're greater. He says, and still, they don't know. They don't know from Rabbeinu. They didn't know about the Rebbe. He says, we know about the Rebbe, but can we say that we are doing what the Rebbe asks us to do? Nobody can say that really. But how are we chosen? You know, like, could we say, you know, I'm because I was chosen that I know about the Rebbe. Does that mean that I'm already greater than somebody that doesn't know about him? It's not that I'm greater than him, but I'm given the privilege. I'm given the privilege to be able to work with this true tzaddik. So we can't go into it in detail now because it's just too great and too awesome. Above a holech al tzaddik emes, shehu b'chinas Moshe. Because we know that Moshe was the tzaddik emes, that there were many, many people in the time of Egypt that didn't believe in Moshe, and the people that didn't make it after the plague of the darkness, they would say that there are different opinions. There's some say that 1/5 of the all the Yidden survived. There's another opinion that says 1 out of 500. There's another opinion that says echad meshishim ribo. If it comes out to be echad meshishim ribo, 1 out of 600,000, it comes out that in Eretz Goshen there were 360 billion Jews. staggering, mind-boggling. How do you say mind-boggling number? That means that they had skyscrapers that were bigger than them, Migdal Tumim, one right next to another. You know, like in Eretz Goshen, but only Shishim Ribo, only 600,000 Yidden left. But the other ones, they didn't believe in Moshe. As La'amin b'Moshe. I heard this a lot of times. It says that that what's the Gemayla of Am Yisrael is the Gemayla of Am Yisrael is V'yaminu b'Hashem uve Moshe Abdo. As La'amin b'Tzadik. La'amin b'Tzadik ha'emet. As B'vedai ze Moshe. And the tradition in Basra that the Tzadik ha'emet, well, they were at the shorsh, all from the shorshim of Moshe. That it was Moshe and Kol Peor. It says Moshe, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh, Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Nachman Mevestit. Aval Reb Nosson in the Kutei Halachot, in most of the places, except for this is one of the rare occasions. And the Gazet, because of this, I'm forced to try to explain it a little bit. In most of the places, he says tzadikim emitim.
Tzadikim?
Tzadikim emitim. He also tzadik emit. He says it in plural.
Amitim.
Because he didn't want to get involved in this thing here now. He wanted to say, if you believe in this certain tzaddik, so go on with it. Because if you believe in this tzaddik, eventually you'll come even more. You'll come even higher. Right? We didn't come here to knock off any tzaddikim in the world. That's not what we came here for. As a matter of fact, the Rebbe said the opposite. He said we have to believe in all the tzaddikim. Because through that you'll eventually come to believe in the true tzaddik. But don't, God forbid, ever, you know, speak badly about any tzaddik in the world. Because if you do, you're finished, you know. So anyway, so what is all about? Ba'olech la'tzaddik ha'emet shu b'chinas Moshe lidrosh et Hashem v'shoel ha'mavakesh lama nigara. Why can't we bring lakriv et korban Hashem? Why can't we bring the korban Pesach? I made my soul impure. In other words, through all the verot that a person did, and I made myself far away from Hashem. Apopi came. Ani shoel etza b'tapula et itkarev l'Hashem Yisroel. How can I come to God? So what does Moshe say to him? Pesach sheni. You have another chance. Yeah, you have another chance. You have another month to bring it. And the most incredible thing is that Pesach Sheni, you can eat, what we do is we eat matzah and with a piece of bread right next to it. You know, you don't have to get all the chametz out. You can have the matzah there, you can have the lechem, you can have the chametz there. You have another chance now. Pesach Sheni. Tamid yesh tefa o chance. שבשום מבקש למה נגרה להקריב קורבן השם כי אף על פי שתמאתי את התנפשי ונתרחקתי מהשם נגרה אף על פי כן אני שואל עצה ותחפולה עת להתקרב לשם נגרה how can I come close to God כי בוודאי יש עצה גם בשבילי for sure there's the עצה also for me one of the biggest tricks of the עצה רע is to always say that all that they're talking about here is very nice, but doesn't have to do with me. It's not true. It has to do with all of us, every one of us, you know. Ech ditkarev l'Hashem Yisrael. Af al pi shayiti tamei u'bederech rechoka me'Hashem Yisrael. Azay Hashem Yisrael malei rachamim. Allah v'zokhei yedei zeh. The Tachlis Aliyah, the Zotei Aydezeh, the Osib, Parsha B'Torah. And not only that, he also merited to add another Parsha in the Torah. Imagine having, because of your question, you added another whole part of the Torah. כי על ידי שמבקשים ומחפשים איי מקום כבודו, שעל ידי זה זוכה לבחינס איי שהוא תכלית עלייה כנה. Getting in, I don't care that, you know, all these, nobody's going to look at this anyway except for us, you know, so it doesn't really matter. The people get nervous about all these machines, but I always say that, you know, the chances of anybody ever looking at it are very slim anyway, and in the meantime, we're here. So I want to tell you a little story. How much time do we have?
As much as you want.
As much as I want. I'm ready to go until tomorrow.
Is that 1:10, 1:15?
Okay.
Depending on how.
So I just want to give you just a little background. Backdrop. So, the truth is that myself and my wife, we became mekurav to Yiddishkeit. In Lemaise. In San Francisco itself, which is really derech rechoka, b'makom tamei, b'zeh kol ha'makom ha'makom b'yachad. But Shlomo Karlovac said most of the world considers him to be like. Well, today it's changed a lot, but in most of the prim world, they he was like pretty much ostracized. But Abu Pikin, nevertheless, when we met him, we saw that there is God in the world. And what we saw was through the songs and the stories and the teachings, and the main teachings that Shlomo spoke about in those days, which was in 1965, was about somebody that was called, he used to call him the Heilige Reb Nachman of Breslau, and he would give over all these teachings. And I said, I gotta meet this, you know, who is it? And then, no, I have to meet people who are real Talmidim of Rabbi Nachman. And anyway, so Shlomo made up a song, and the song, I didn't bring my guitar here because it's the Sfirat HaOmer, and I have one. You have a guitar here?
Yeah.
So
you have practiced.
No, there's a psak is in tune. If it's in tune, I can play it. If it's not, it's taking too long to tune. The Reb Moshe Haberstam, Zichrono Livracha, as he gave a psak halacha that on Sfiras HaOmer, on Motzi Shabbos, if you're used to playing every Motzi Shabbos with the instruments, so you can also during the Omer you can play. So I'm makpid every Motzi Shabbos to play instruments.
Not a good guitar.
Not good. Okay, so we'll do it without a guitar. The next time we'll use the next time will be already after the Omer, we can use guitars. So, but anyway, I can sing the song without a guitar. You don't have to have a guitar to sing. So Shabbos is a ochacha for that. We don't play instruments on Shabbos. So Shlomo made up an incredible song. But 2 weeks ago on Shabbos, we had guests in our house that were Israelis that didn't know any English, but they knew Shlomo's songs. There's a song that Shlomo made up, and it was and the words are in English, but he didn't know the words. He thought that it was. I'll tell you how it goes, and then we can do it together. The song in English, it goes like, Lord, get me high, get me high, get me high. Lord, get me higher and higher. Lord, get me high, get me high, get me high. Higher and higher and higher. Lord, get me high. Song in English, more or less. There's a few other things you can add. Today they sing it on a Bekoach, on Shabbos they sing. But this person didn't know English, and he was singing. He started singing. Ah, yeah, because he thought Aye, he thought higher was Aye. Why am I singing now? Because it's connected to our Torah here. In Torah and the Kutim Aran, Aye Makom Kvodo, Torah Yud Beit and Chedek Sheni in the Kutim Aran. Aye, 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 Makom Kvodo. Tell people that they thought they were big tzaddikim that they didn't even begin yet. But he gave over to Reb Nosson just the second part. He said, Reb Nosson, your work is to encourage people. You don't have to knock anybody down. Because we don't have strength to do that. He said, Reb Nosson, your work is only to encourage, to the tchazek, the chazek everybody. Hashem Yazor, that we should, wherever we go, we should be bizoche. To mechazek, we can give strength to people wherever we are, and if God forbid we fall from whatever we fall from, that we know that we always have a second chance.